Talking here off the air a little bit, let's go on the air with head coach Lee Warford, the girls basketball coach of the Pattonsburg Lady Panthers. It's been a nice little streak. They have 4 out of the last 5 in the win column for Pattonsburg, the only setback to Gilman City last week. A couple of victories in GRC play, one over North Harrison 45-31 and one over Albany 52-49. Those are both pretty tight, coach, a 14-point win and a 3-point win. What does that say about the girls that they're finding ways to win some of these close, hard-fought battles right now?
It's good progress for us, as young as we are and inexperienced as we are, for us to find ways to win a game, not lose a game. And I thought we played pretty well against Albany. And, of course, I thought against North Harrison, you know, there were stretches we were up over 20. And I let some other girls play towards the end of the game. So, you know, it was a comfortable 15, even though it could have been more probably.
I'm going to look into the future here a little bit because I'm looking at the Mitchell schedule. I know you have a game today over at the Ketchum Center. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, you know, we talked last week about how you wanted to get off to a good start in your home floor in conference play. You did that. You got a couple of wins. That St. Joseph Christian and North Andrew road trip the first week of January, that's kind of looming. That's going to be a challenge, is it not?
That is going to be a big challenge for this little team. I think St. Joe Christian dropped a game to King City earlier last week, but had some girls out with illness. Two of their better players, I think, were out with illness. And then North Andrew also dropped a game to King City. So King City's got a nice team and sitting in the driver's seat a little bit right now.
And you see King City right after that road trip to Christian and to Andrew. You see King City on the 17th. So you get 3 really good squads all on the road in January.
Yeah, our fate will be decided right there during that stretch, I'm afraid, that we'll have to play as good a basketball as we can play just to compete with those 3 teams.
I know that coaches take things game to game, and I don't know if you probably wouldn't tell the girls at their young age, hey, you know, January is going to be a big month, because you don't want them looking forward to anything. But do you kind of have that as a coach? You kind of have that circle in the back of your mind as saying, if we're going to be in this race, we'll find out?
Yeah, for sure. We've got 5 conference games and 2 tournaments in January, I believe. So it's going to be a long, tough stretch. We'll find out how resilient our kids can be, and see if we can avoid any injuries and avoid any illnesses. I know there's a lot of illness going around. We had a couple went home from school yesterday, and one of them's back today, and one of them's not going to be with us this afternoon. So.
I was around a couple, well, not close, because I was keeping my distance, but there were a couple of teams playing Saturday at Holiday Hoops, and I think they were maybe going at about 75% strength, and the girls and the guys that were there, they had the sniffles going, and they're coughing the whole way. It's just not good right now. We need to get rid of the colds and the flus.
Yeah, we need this break. In fact, it could have came earlier for us. It could have came Monday morning and just started with a Christmas break, and let's everybody get home and try to get well, would be the correct word to use for the way we're feeling right now. Of course, I was sick most of last week and just barely dragging around. And my assistant coach, he's been sick out the last yesterday and today. So we're not going at full speed, but we'll put up our best effort.
There you go. 3:30 today. How much are the girls looking forward to playing on a college floor today, coach?
Well, that's always been an exciting game for us over at NCMC. I think the girls just like the atmosphere, and they know that it's a different venue. The court's being bigger, and the baskets, you know, have a lot of space behind the end of them, and it's just a good challenge. Of course, we've got kids that will be starting and playing a lot today that didn't even get on the court last year during the NCMC game, so this will be a first for a lot of them.
And you were asking me off the air if I saw much of the North Missouri Knights, and a little bit, but I honestly wasn't paying a lot of attention to the game. But it catches your attention that they beat Gilman City, who you're familiar with, so that gets your attention immediately for today's game, doesn't it?
Well, that did, because I think Gilman City has a nice squad, and of course we played them a tough game, ended up losing by 10 at the end, but Gilman City has a nice squad, and for these folks to come in and and beat Gilman City is going to really create a challenge for us this afternoon, and we'll have to be on our best game.
Coach, safe travels over to Trenton today. Good luck against the Knights. Have a happy holiday season. We'll catch up with you again in January.
Well, you too, and I hope you have a good holiday.